for fuck's sake with the fucking kazoo. Fuck. Stop. Fuck.
Hello, I'm Rene Rosa.
I'm Chance Gerbellini. You should know what show you're listening to. If you're listening
still
to
Sherman Tanks at this point.
That's our third. That's a third guest.
I think we have two extra guests right now. I don't know if it's coming through the mic, but there's a glorious battle.
We've
happening.
Completely given up on production values, so we like make sure it sounds as best as it can. But there's domestic dispute, a domestic dispute going on. Upstairs.
I would say the domestic dispute because it's never ending.
Yeah, it's never anywhere else around here. It's never in here. It's one place next to us. But so if you hear that, we'll probably like let you hear it and then tell you what we hear.
If you can hear the arguing in the background, then
it's on and off, but when it's on, it's really loud.
These mics are better than I thought, if that's the case. It's loud enough for us. But
we can hear it.
C'est la vie, as they say.
That is life. So is life. Glad I got my Valium prescription. If that shit gets too loud, just good night.
Be time for another song about
it
happening.
Well, it'll be a trilogy.
Yeah, we should do the
do a trilogy. I'll write a second part, and you write the second part. And
the domestic dispute trilogy.
Yes. Handcuffed by a Ghost. If you guys heard it yet, is our project, me and Renee. And first song, only song so far. We have another song, just haven't recorded it. Yeah. It's about a certain domestic violence prone couple that lives close. And it started interfering with our lives. So Renee gave me an instrumental he did. And I wrote
very quick
and sang lyrics. Yeah, very, because of course, no work into anything he does with me. But, and I wrote lyrics in about an hour, and we recorded it, and we're going to make it a trilogy because, it's pretty intense.
Trilogy is shorter than what it should be at this point.
It could be a concept album.
You could
like
do
a
it,
black metal concept album.
You could do 3 hours worth, and it wouldn't get boring. And speaking of not getting boring, we have a totally formatless show now.
Yeah, no more questions.
No more questions, no more whatevers. And it proved futile and useless the last time. So, and we actually had a decent response from people saying that they enjoyed it just as much, if not more.
Yeah.
So, fuck it.
We're getting shares. You guys share this. And that's it. I mean, we really don't need questions anymore. Because usually I like whatever Renee mentions something, it makes me think of something. And then when I mention something, it makes him think of something. So we really don't need to
bounce off of each other.
That's it.
And we've also been kind of self-censoring each other throughout the week where it's like, no, I don't want to hear the story. Tell me for the podcast.
Yeah, Renee was actually started off. He was about to, literally seconds before he hit record, he was telling me a story about somebody. There's always that person that loses a cell phone at like a party. I just saw a skit about it. And then Renee heard me watching it on my phone. And he was like, you know what? Here's a story about that. There you go. take the floor.
All right, so this isn't particularly about a cell phone, but the cell phone's probably the most common thing. Second most common thing to lose
keys, probably, yeah.
Is a jacket or a coat.
Jesus, how do you fucking lose a jacket?
That's
because everyone wears fucking North Face jackets,
right? Like, well, people wear a lot of jackets
going on adventures and shit.
Most recently at your birthday thingy.
My celebration. Oh, yeah, that's another thing.
I had some cat food stolen, and that was definitely stolen.
What's so weird about that is that, all right, you lost your cat food, and Susanna lost her scarf
and her jacket.
Now, she found her scarf and jacket.
She got her stuff back.
No one ever found,
the cat,
the cat food.
Right.
And they were right next to
They were right next
so
literally on the same chair.
Someone has a cat.
But didn't, but wasn't cold.
But wasn't just.
Or just was too large.
It was just like, fuck it.
I was like, oh, this is some good looking motherfucker.
How fucking rude do you have to be? But then again, wouldn't have been embarrassed. Like, yo, whose cat food is this?
Right. Just fucking ask. Like, I don't know.
That's such a weird thing.
And that's not even the story. It just goes to prove that people lose jackets and shit. You lose shit at parties. It always happens. But there was a funny time where I had a person who shall remain nameless because I'm still friends with this person.
Nameless.
Relame nameless. Because they're lame. Relame nameless. I can't. We have a little bit of a latency issue, so we're hearing ourselves right now, and it's kind of fucking me up, but it at least lets me realize how much I fuck up during talking.
We sound like interdimensional fuck creatures.
We are from another planet of fuck. But it's planet fuck.
While you're fucking, if it feels like you're doubling up, that's us.
If
interdimensional.
If planet's rocking, that's probably the gravitational pull, but it's... I don't know.
I don't know what that means either.
But
I just hear us twice. I feel like I took acid. It's just like
we had a
and I got fucking Dave Grohl's young 1992 face staring at me on your shirt, and it's, for some reason that's tripping me.
It's a weird painted Dave Grohl too. It's like fucking distorted fish eye lens, but I'm painted Dave Grohl on this Nirvana shirt that I love so much. But so I had a friend here. It was a New Year's party. My closets get incredibly filled with people who are uncomfortable with their sexuality. Actually, no, just their jackets and coats. So the closets are very full when there's a lot of people here. Everyone throwing their coats during winter. It's, you know, December 31st turning January 1st. Usually, I mean, this year and a couple of years that have been weekdays, it's nowhere near as many people. But that year was a particularly large turnout of people. So this guy went from being composed and saying, I can't find my jacket, to literally within like 3 minutes turning into practically
flipping
a child.
Just
like, who took my jacket? It's my cold. Where's my jacket? And I'm like, dude, like,
will they hear this?
They probably won't hear this.
Sorry, again, if we're like stumbling over our words, it's latency. It's really
annoying.
It's
really weird. But if he hears this, who cares?
No one knows. I mean,
if he hears this, then someone's actually
because somebody else that was at that party
probably might
listens,
remember,
and they'll remember him.
Yeah,
and
it was.
Like, what an
and
asshole.
I was like, dude, calm the fuck down. Like,
do I know him?
No.
Okay.
I was like, dude, there's like 100 coats in these two fucking closets. One of them is bound to be yours. I was like, what color is your jacket? Oh, it's a dark, like navy blue. I'm like, well,
wow,
that's gonna be easy to fucking find. Practically black in a dark closet that has no light.
Should have wrote
it.
Your name on it with a white Sharpie.
To clue you guys in, there is no light in those closets. During daytime, the closets are dark. There is no light in front of it. There's no light next to it. The closest light is in the bathroom, and that barely even touches upon, you know, anything that's in those closets. So it literally took us to take the entire contents out of the fucking coat. Of the closet. And we found his fucking coat, like, literally beneath everything. I was like, oh, the fucking closet monster really wanted your fucking jacket.
Oh, God. Thank you, guys. I'm sorry for flipping out.
But he was, like, literally, like, getting angry with people that were saying, I didn't take your jacket.
Well, one time, actually, somebody remember this. It's one thing to be at someone else's party with so many people celebrating something like that. Everyone mutually is celebrating, like, New Year's. But on my 21st birthday, I had a huge... Dude, I thought there was going to be, like, 15 people there. There was literally, like, 30... The police were called, like, two or three times. And I had a friend at the time that her dad worked for, like, the police department. And she kept showing that fucking gold card or whatever.
Right, right.
And she was like, you know... And they were like, all right, just keep it down. And she was white, so it was easier. And, yeah, just like that one. I don't know who gave you that.
Izzy, my cousin.
He's a police officer?
Yeah, he's a cop.
I didn't know. That's cool.
All in the family.
Awesome. I have to borrow that sometime. and it was my birthday. It was like, I think it was the day after. So I had bought myself Dead Space 2.
Nice.
Came out like the day before. After.
Jesus Christ, I feel so old.
And I went in, and I went into my room. I hid my laptop and all this shit like in the high part of my closet. I was like, you cannot go in my room. I made sure, like, because I had mediators, some of my closest friends and the girl. I was like, any one of your friends that comes here, anyone that comes to the door, don't go in Chance's room. The door's locked. It's not even for coats. Put your coat on. I don't remember. Hang it up, whatever. But don't go in that room.
Right.
Because I had all my shit, my expensive shit in there. So I go in, and all my, first of all, there's a bunch of people smoking pot in there, like a fucking, like a bunch of assholes. I was like, you're not supposed to be in here. This is my room. What the fuck are you doing in my room without me? Number one, mm-hmm. you're not going to have sex with me.
Right.
I didn't bring you in here. The door was, the door was closed consensually. That was me elaborating on what you said about sex, gay sex and the butt. So I was like, all right. So they're like, yo, do you want to smoke weed with us or whatever? Or they were doing something. I was like, if you smoke weed in my house, I'm going to kill your family. And then they all left my room. So I went in the room, and I think one of the girls, I was going to say her name. God damn, that was close. She came in behind me. She's like, is everything okay? And I was like, where's my fucking game? Because Dead Space 2, it just came out. And everyone at the party was talking about it. You know, it's a bunch of, we just play games. Everyone knew. Right. And I was like, yo, where the fuck's my game? I think it was that and one other game that was missing. Thank God, my laptop, I didn't even want to check to see if it was there because it was so well hidden. I was like, nobody fucking found it. And it was fine. And I fucking flipped a shit, dude. No one was leaving the party yet. I closed the door, right? So, like, the front door. And the girl's boyfriend at the time was a bodybuilder. Good friend of mine, at the time. This dude was, like, 6'4", fucking bodybuilder. I was like, I was going to say his name again. Sorry. I was like, watch the fucking door. Don't let anyone leave the apartment. And I was like, and if anyone's outside, I was like, just stand in between. Don't let anyone outside leave, and don't let them know that anyone here is looking for something missing. So I just make the announcement loud as fuck. I was like, everyone put your fucking drinks down. I'm turning the lights on. Turn the music off. I was like, my game's fucking missing. I just bought it. I was like, it's my birthday present to myself. Somebody fucking took it. Where the fuck is it? If I don't have it in the next 10 minutes, you're all fucking leaving. Now, this is only like halfway through the party. So I'm essentially, everyone brought alcohol and shit. And I was, I wasn't drunk at all. I had like 4 beers. I was like, yo, seriously, this is rude as hell. It's my birthday. I let you into my home. I don't even know some of you motherfuckers. For all I know, you guys could be plotting to steal. Mm-hmm. But you're in my home because my friends know you. Where's my shit? I started threatening really bad things. I started threatening to like kill their parents. I started threatening to go kick to kick their car doors in, to break their fucking whatever it was, like to smash their phones, shoot them, everything. And the party ended up leaving, and a bunch of people helped me. And the dude at the door pat people down on the way out for me. That's how cool of a friend he was. I was like, dude, pat these motherfuckers down. And he did. No one had it. Turns out somebody did fuck with me, though. What they did is they took it and they hid it somewhere in my room to fuck with me. So I had a reason to be angry because, first of all, no one was supposed to be in that fucking room at all.
Right.
And
they probably used it to fucking pack the weed. Like, they probably had, like...
Used it to roll it. Yeah. And then I told them, I was like, I will fucking kill your family if you don't get out of my room. I was like, first of all, I'm allergic. You're not supposed to be fucking smoking in here. Get the fuck out. I just looked at all of them because one of my best friends was in there. I was like, are you fucking serious? Like, you know what I mean?
That's why I always...
Dude, I was ready to just...
I've always had a long-standing rule of this fucking door remains closed during all parties.
I said that. I said no one opens this door. My room was pristine. It was fucking clean as fuck. I cleaned the whole house before everybody came over knowing it was going to fucking get wrecked. And, dude, I was pissed, man. I was livid. I was like, I should just start slitting throats and hanging you guys from the fucking windows right now.
It's a lot of violence that never happened. Lots of it.
Well, filibuster.
A lot of never dead families. The people saved.
All right. Because I would have killed somebody. I would have ruined the family.
Death of the family.
I don't think I would have got away with all of them, though.
You couldn't get away with one of them. Could've. It's Jersey City. You don't get away with
no, I wasn't going to. No, I don't think I would have pulled off killing all of them, is what I'm saying. Get away with, no.
Never.
Because I threatened to kill your family. And there was like 35 witnesses.
It'd be easy.
But, yeah. Or at least slept with one of their sisters, as long as they were around my age.
It's funny, too, because now that I got this, that fucking wallet for my phone.
That BP setup.
So everyone's like, oh, that's crazy, because now you have all your credit cards and your IDs and everything in a phone, and you're going
to
lose
it. Yeah, I said that to you, too, because I'm like, if you drop one, dude, you dropped everything.
And the thing is, I've lost a phone once in my life. Once. I've had a cell phone since 1998. All right.
That's, Jesus. I don't know. I fucking crap.
I've had a cell phone since 1998. I've lost a cell phone once. And
you sure
I,
it wasn't just a VCR? Because it was about the same size.
No.
In 1998.
It was actually very, it was actually very small. Smaller than the phone I have now.
Nokia?
No, it was Sanyo. Sanyo.
Holy shit. It slipped, you are old.
It slipped out of my pocket on the on a train or a bus on the way back from, I think it was some rehearsal or something far away.
Was it like prepaid? How much was a contract back then?
No, Sprint. It was a Sprint unlimited contract. Oh, they were fucking great. Sprint's always been pretty fucking good. money-wise. But I kept calling it. Some person on a train was like, oh, it's on this NJ Transit train. And I was like, what the fuck? I wasn't on one. I was on a bus. They're like, yeah. I'm like, where are you at? I'm like, Newark. And I'm like, that's nowhere near where I was. Okay. I was like, well, and they're like, gotta go. And then they just hung up. And I was like, what the fuck? And this is during a time period where phones actually had, like, a battery that would last.
Because you know? There was nothing else running on it, yeah.
They had little apps here and there, but it was nothing crazy. Little some
snake,
Java applets
you play snake,
and shit.
Compose your own polyphonic.
That phone wound up traveling all over New Jersey to places fucking you and different people just kept on picking it up and I guess dropping it somewhere else. No one thought, hey, let me hold on to this. Finally got someone to hold on to it. And this is the funniest, weirdest fucking thing. My friend John, that you know, agreed to help me because I didn't have a car at the time, right? I was in between cars. Right. And I still don't have a car again now, but this was literally in between cars. I was looking for another car to get, but just didn't have the money yet. So he drives me to meet up with this guy in Newark.
Okay.
This little black kid who looked like he was like, I don't know, maybe 17, 18, glasses, very Poindexter, dressed up like he was going to church, you know.
That's cool.
So I went and I was like, thank you so much. And he's like, I was wondering if I could get a ride. And I was like, to where? I was like, it's not Mike, it's his. And John's just like, all right.
I mean, you kind of do owe the kid a favor. You
yeah. I mean, well, I technically kind of don't, you know,
why?
I can, cause he just took the phone. He took the phone. If he could have not answered, but he took the phone regardless. Later on, I found out he made a shit ton of phone calls from it. You know what I mean? So it's not like
he could have also sold it. And he,
yeah, but he took the phone and then because I called it and got him on the phone, what was he going to do? Like, no, I don't have your phone. You know what I mean?
He
had the phone the whole time. So if someone's going to go pick up the phone, then so big deal. He didn't ask me to pay him for anything, but it was just like, okay.
That's what I'm saying. He
so John agreed to fucking go, you know, drop him off. So we wound up driving like fucking 40 minutes.
Really?
Like we thought it was some place that was like
close by. Like, can you drop me off at home or
no? He
church.
Had to go some like aunt's birthday thing or whatever, and we dropped him off. And John was like, "You motherfucker, you better never lose your phone ever again, never again." Because we drove through like the worst parts of fucking Newark. And Hillside and Irvington and all that shit to get around. Damn. And it was fucking bad. But it was also dead hot in the middle of summer. And his car was a sports car that had no air conditioning. It was like dead AC. So we were just driving around. And it was terrible, but it was also later on to me one of the funniest fucking things. Since then, I've never lost a phone again. So I've lost wallets.
I lost like 15, but the one time that I lost... The last time I lost my phone, no, before that, the Evo, because the last time after that, you know, somebody, I feel like I'll accuse them. I think they lied about taking it and they sold it or they did something with it. They did something with it.
Oh, that's right. I had my phone stolen. That was different. Yeah.
But you remember when I was living here that I lost my, before that, I dropped my phone and I swear to fuck, dude, I turned around. It was on a light rail. And I go like this, and the light rail's trains are the doors are closing, and I turn around because I'm like, oh my god, it's on the seat, because I had a bag with me because I bought like jeans or something, and I fucking turned around. I was like, no, and it closed, and I knew it was on the seat. It was just like, it just went off. I was like, fuck, man, I don't, the fuck do I do? So I ran home because I was at my stop. And I used, like, my dad's phone or my brother's phone. I kept calling. I was, like, texting friends, telling them to text the phone and say, you'll get a cash reward. I was going to give the person, like, $20. So I don't hear shit for days. Nobody picked it up. I called the Port Authority or what I lost and found. And they're like, we haven't gotten anything. This is in Jersey City, Liberty State Park, right? About a week later, right? This happens in between the weeks. So this is fucking insane. No, I'm sorry. This happened before that. About a week before that, I was dating this chick for like a month or two, one of my ex-girlfriends. And I found, I think I mentioned this maybe on like in the first season or something, that I found the newest iPhone at the time. This was like last December. Not this December, but that was the one that just passed, but before that. And I found a fucking iPhone 5SC Evan 2.9 computer blue. I don't fucking know. Whatever the newest one it was, because we were walking around whatever fucking, she was like an American Apparel, I don't know. And I found it in a bunch of clothing, and I was looking at it. I thought it was just like what is it with the iTouch or whatever.
Right.
I don't fucking use Apple products, so I don't know. But it wasn't. It was a phone, and it was the newest one, and it had a huge capacity. It was like fucking, what's the biggest one of me? 64 gigs or some shit like that?
Probably, I don't know.
And my girlfriend, she was like, that's like the most expensive, newest one. And I saw the numbers, and I was like, you know what? She was like, you could literally keep that and sell that right now and make like $350. I was like, you know what? Nah, I know what it's like to lose my phone. This is fucked up. So I called the person's parents, called a bunch of people, and turns out it was a girl that worked at the store, and I was at the corner. And she comes out and goes, thanks, takes it, walks away. I was like, whatever. My girlfriend was like, well, I would have sold it. And then I was like, well, I'm not a dick. And then she was like, nah, it's nice of you. So, as karma would have it, if you believe in such a thing, my phone, though, lost on a light rail a week after I lost it. Okay, I'm already using somebody else's phone that they let me borrow, a Sprint phone, had it connected. I get a call. That's like, is this Chase Chance? Because, you know, my friend's texted the number I did. I was like, yeah, this is him. They're like, I have your phone. I was like, oh, my God, thank you. I was like, do you want to meet up and give it to me? He's like, well, I can't do it today because I have to work, but I could do it as early as possible tomorrow if you want because I have school. And I was like, cool, man. I was like, thank you so much. And I started bullshitting and joking with him on the phone and shit. I was like, I'll drop you like $20 and shit. He's like, nah, it's cool. You don't have to do that. He's like, I go to school in Jersey City anyway. I was like, wait, where did you find it? He was like, I found it at, was it Starbucks or Johnny Rockets in Hoboken? I was like, who the fuck? Because I didn't have a password protector on there.
Right.
And that was some fucked up shit on my phone. Like, again, nothing illegal. Well, like texts that may have gotten me in trouble. You know, because I was, like, taking Xanax at the time and shit. But, and it was, like, you know, the pictures. He's clipping his nails, by the way. It's fingernails. If you hear the,
I didn't realize that was coming through.
Yeah, no, it was going through. I think you're trying to get the point across that I'm boring.
No. I just, it was hurting the fuck out of my thumb.
Oh, it was, like, a hangnail? Hangnail.
Continue.
Hangout nails. Wouldn't it be cooler if they were hangout nails? You're like, I'm bored.
Just I'm put still your thumb out. My nail.
Just sits next to you. Dude, let's fucking get drunk. And
or you could kill someone with it. It's like a little noose comes out of your nail.
A hang nail.
Yeah.
If you're feeling suicidal, you could. I'm tired of this world.
Get fingered.
And he's like, it's in Hoboken. I was like, how'd you find out? He's like, I think he said he lived there or he was like eating there and he just saw it. And I looked at my phone when I got it back. Nothing was missing. Nothing was fucked with. Nobody went on my Facebook and fucked with me. And it was the whole day that it was connected that I didn't get another phone to disconnect it, and nobody like posted or fucked with me or anything like that. And it's been a year, and so far no fraudulent charges or anything like that. So At least whoever had it was like, well, I have a better phone than this.
There's been a couple of stories online that were pretty funny. Like, one woman got her phone stolen, and then her iCloud account is still hooked up.
Oh, no, yeah. Yeah, so with the pictures.
Some, like, 40-year-old couple banging, and all the pictures are showing
And
up.
She was just uploading them. She's like, you keep the phone, and she was like, yeah. Uploading them. They did that with another dude, some dude like about my age.
All the selfies.
Yeah, he was taking selfies of him without a shirt on.
Sure.
And she was just up.
She would. The woman then would fucking take pictures of herself in the same poses with a fake mustache on to mimic all the photos from her phone.
Yeah.
I was like, that's fucking great.
It was just like, I wonder if he eventually like, saw caught it. On. Yeah. I was like, yo, what the fuck? Somebody was really like, yo, I know that guy. He works at. And he's like, oh shit, thank
douchebag
goodness
hotel.
Thank goodness there was no dick pics.
Yeah, it'd be hard, tough for her to
replicate a dick picture. Dildo, boop.
Draw
the abs on. Just fucking
get her clitoris all swollen.
What the I said a dildo, dude. That should take care of it, for fuck's sake.
I don't know. I'm thinking of authenticity, you know.
Alright. There's my nightmare fuel. Man, so what are you doing today?
The most mundane shit.
Yeah. Right. What are you doing?
I'm working tonight till past midnight, which means I won't be home till close to 2 a.m.
Damn, that sucks. Yeah. Sometimes it's weird because, like, I'll be like, yo, let me wait up because I have something to ask you, or I'll like, yo, listen to my new whatever track or whatever. And, like, I'm like, damn, dude, it sucks coming back from the city of late.
It sucks a lot.
Because you're like, I get out at 12.
I wouldn't care get here if like, New Jersey Transit wasn't so fucking worthless. Because at that night, like, time of night, the last bus you can get is usually, like, 40 minutes after I get to Hoboken. That's it. And, like, no other buses are going anywhere. And I have to go there. And it's just like, oh, I got to wait another fucking 40 minutes for the one something train or whatever the fuck it is, bus. But you can take a train that goes very far away at 3 o'clock in the morning in Hoboken. Like something to get me here can't get. But something to go very far I can fucking take almost 24 hours a day. Makes zero fucking sense.
It's weird. I've gone to Madison. I had a friend that went to Drew University. It took me I think 1 hour and 10 minutes from by Liberty State Park to get there, not driving, mass transit. And it takes the same amount of time to get to your fucking store. Yeah. I was like, what the fuck? That's so weird.
Makes no sense. It's so
close
to the
path. And I'm changing trains twice.
It all
depends
on the time, man. And they're just weird.
No, that was, I told you. Late, it was like 1:30 in the morning. I was taking trains up there and shit.
No, that's what I'm saying. Like, at 1:30 in the morning, you can get very far away better than you can get close.
There was like some chick with no shoes on. Like, she was, like, my age, and she had no... She didn't even have shoes with her. She just had
pregnant?
A backpack. No, she had,
It would have been amazing if she was barefoot.
She was, like, this
pregnant.
Crust punk that just... Damn, shoes on.
Crust punk. Just probably homeless.
Yeah. A lot of them are. That's a neutral statement. I'm just not...
A lot of them are.
A lot of them are. I mean, I'm not... Whatever.
They usually have rich parents. Like, provide everything. And then
really?
It's like... A lot of times, yeah.
I mean, I don't want to... It's true. It's true.
A lot of them.
I know, like, four of them, and all of them that choose to be homeless and, like, choose that all their parents are... they have money.
Affluent.
I was going to... Did you see... I was going to say affluent. That was the exact word I was going to say, but
the
I was
kids
like, you know
wind
what?
Up growing up with affluenza, which means they are sick of money, apparently.
Yeah. No, but I was going to say that all their parents are affluent. It's true. I'm thinking about it now. And they all the ones that chose to be, like, homeless and shit, they're not, like, fucking booming rich. But they definitely have more money than our parents
those
had.
Those parents own, like, a nice fucking, like, three-family home in the suburbs.
One of them does.
You know? And the family lives in the whole three-family
home. That's what I'm
saying. Yeah.
Dude, you're literally describing, like, one of them that I know.
No, they're usually fucking idiots.
Well, that's to see now you're...
No, they're usually fucking idiots.
I'm not saying anything
like that.
The problem
is this. They're like, I don't want to live here. this isn't a place for me.
Fucking leave. I'm gonna go to other states, dude.
And the thing is, like, they
the same state.
They don't do anything for them. They're just going. I'm gonna go and fucking panhandle and have a homeless dog.
And do any drug that they can get. Seriously, that's what I've noticed.
And live this lifestyle that's unnecessary. And literally now, instead of leeching off their parents, which is welcomed and totally should be happening.
As long as you're in school, at least.
They're leeching off of people in the street that they're trying to make them feel, you know, sorry for. But it's like,
tell
dude,
some
you
of
could
these
just,
stories.
You could just go home.
If I didn't give a fuck, dude, I could tell the stories. And the names could be identified without me even saying them. But I just have a little respect for these people because, you know, they never.
I have literally.
Only one of them's wronged me. And I should talk about. I'm not going to even say their fucking gender or sex. But yeah. I'm not saying they're assholes.
It's ridiculous. There's so
but
many
you're
people
right,
struggling.
The affluenza thing. I guess, yeah, it doesn't make sense. It's like you get tired of, like, I guess being. You want to show that you can do it on your own.
But the thing is, they don't because they still. Wind up begging for money from people, so they're not doing it on their own. They're leeching off of society, mostly from people who are less well off than they or their parents were.
Selling their bodies,
right? I just like
seriously,
you're a fucking piece of
shit. Some people
shit.
Like to. I love that whole like when they try to, and it happens every day, and people have different, like I don't know, levels of it, like to explain it, but it's prostitution, like. Don't act like you're sleeping over at this dude's house just because he's a friend. You're going to bang the guy. The guy's expecting you to bang him. It's the only reason you're sleeping at his house.
Right. And you're getting something out of it.
And you know you're getting something out of it. That's prostitution.
There's many different layers of it.
You know? Yeah, that's what I mean. And a lot of people, sometimes it's so blatant that, like, and they still try to, like, no, I'm not selling my ass to survive.
Dude,
I've
literally been, I don't know if I told you this story.
I'm not saying there's anything wrong.
When I was in really bad shape, right? Like, I'm still not in great shape, but
physically,
monetary wise, worse than now because I had no job, nothing.
I don't believe that. I don't believe it could be. Well, it could be.
It was worse than now.
We cannot be doing this.
Yeah, exactly. It takes a little money to be able to do this,
and a lot of hard work.
And a lot of heart. But
sitting here, boring.
I was literally offered. By a girl I hadn't seen or talked to in ages, money to go meet up with her at a hotel and have sex.
You did it, right?
Like, I will pay you to come out here because I know you. I just want to be with you now because no one else has made me feel the way physically that you have, and I don't want anything with anyone right now. I will pay for the hotel room. I will pay for you to come over here. And I will pay for you to go back home and give you some money for food and stuff. And
And she knew you were doing shitty?
Yeah.
I thought it was like just good timing, but
she knew
you were doing shitty.
She knew I was doing rough. And
so you were just a male prostitute.
I literally was.
You were a prostitute?
Propositioned. I didn't say I was.
Oh, wait, so you didn't do it?
I didn't say that I did it.
Did you do it?
I know.
You didn't?
I don't know. I don't know if I did it.
Holy shit, dude. You were a prostitute. That's
no, I wasn't
so cool.
A prostitute. I
You're like
it.
Mickey Avalon, except
I didn't,
without the heroin and the gay sex.
I didn't do it. I had some pride. I had some pride.
So what? And so you didn't do all of it. You didn't do everything she wanted. You were like, listen, I have some.
No, I couldn't bring myself to do it. Plus, I was like, I'm tired.
Fuck you, man. You did it. Don't be ashamed. You're a gigolo.
No.
You told. How old are you? You were sexy.
This was like 2-3 years ago.
I was going to say 2-3 months ago. I was like, motherfucker, I was here. What the
no,
hell?
this wasn't that long ago. I couldn't do it.
Well, I knew you 2-3 years. I started hanging out with you and Joe when you were like 32. So.
Yeah.
So, dude, you.
I've known you
sex.
Since you were a baby.
You were having sex for money.
I wasn't having sex for money.
And food.
I was having
Most
sex for food.
Most prostitutes don't.
No,
yes,
no.
You were,
no,
dude.
No.
That's, oh, my
no.
God. That's amazing. This is whoever's listening, you get to hear the amazement of a person discovering that one of their closest friends and cousins was a prostitute.
I never said I was a prostitute.
You fucking sold your body for money,
said,
dude.
I've
you
said
fucking had sex.
I repeatedly
and
said that
cool
I...
And it's cool because she was attractive, right? She was attractive.
I repeatedly said that I didn't do it.
All right, forget all that. Was she attractive?
Yeah.
You did it, dude. You fucked that shit. For macaroni and cheese.
No.
For fucking chicken.
Lasagna. But no, I didn't.
You did it, dude.
No, I didn't.
You fucking
I did
totally
not.
Did it. Don't even be ashamed. Fuck it, man.
No.
Don't be ashamed. Don't be ashamed.
I'm not a whore.
When I don't know. I'm not trying to make it seem like a double standard. Like, don't be ashamed, and then a chick does it. I'm like, you should be ashamed of being a prostitute. No. Whatever. If a girl's totally comfortable with, you know, sex work, then do sex work. Just do it legally. There's ways of doing it legally.
It's true.
But
you just need to
like
move.
I don't need to move
out of New York and New Jersey.
Yeah, you need to. I mean, because it's not legal here.
Yeah.
You can't even look at a dick legally. Wait, I mean in person and get paid for it.
What?
Yes, you can. Is that legal?
It's stripping.
Like, no. Oh shit.
You can look at a dick legally. And
yeah, dicks. They show dicks off.
You know what I find though
because
that
because sorry, I never thought of
the
gay
majority
strip clubs,
of women
so
out there
not,
don't
like,
want to see it. Like
they just want
from
to
from talking
it. To just
to
feel their
not really like
and their
most
vaginas?
The average woman goes to like male strip things as a joke like a
no
total,
but yeah you could,
they
even
don't
on, in the media portrays it that way like
yeah but like the real women out there the majority of them just really they're like they're disgusted by the greasiness because they're all wearing like the oil
I've
tan
never
shit.
Been to a gay or even a straight.
No, I'm going by like the women that I know that have told me stories from like bachelorette parties and stuff. How everyone like one told me that a guy
don't say slut because I've heard that story.
No,
that's...
he was like greasy as hell, and he grabbed some girl, and her entire clothes looked like she peed herself because it was all oil
that's
from.
Nasty.
So she got pissed off, and the guy wound up leaving because she was just yelling at him the rest of the time. Like, how would you fucking pick me up if you know you're a big fucking grease ball? I look like a goddamn paper bag after someone bought some Zeppelis. And I started laughing my ass off.
She said
like,
that the girl
yeah.
that they happened to
yeah.
said that to you. What a bitch.
No, that was fucking great.
I mean, you go to a strip club.
No, it was a bachelorette party.
Oh, so it was just a guy.
It was at someone's house.
Oh.
And the guy came in to do that, like, sexy cop shit, like, fucking
yeah,
hot cops
shit,
from
yeah.
Arrested Development.
Was there a call?
Yeah. Someone we've heard a complaint gotta, about not enough noise.
Yeah. You guys, I heard there's not enough sausage in this house. Well, that's the pizza delivery guy.
That's the pizza
guy.
Delivery guy, I'm guessing.
You don't realize. I love when you ever seen it. And to this day, those porns still exist with the pizza delivery guy puts his cock through the hole in the pizza box. I'm like, you don't find it odd that the box is like basically like perpendicularly open?
Perpendicular.
It's like 90 degrees open. You don't find that shit or like 75 degrees open.
Or how about the 100 degrees worth of hot cheese? I would be terrified.
You're
sticking my dick in a pizza.
That's so weird. Like first of all, like, oh, it's a sausage pizza. They didn't
nope,
bother cutting
it's
the
just
sausage.
A sausage. Just give me a pizza with nothing.
What's no. weird is like you get the like in those porns, it's always like, oh, and even the ones that try to get take a more like serious stance on it, it's like, it's at a 75 degree angle. The box is open like this. How are you surprised that there's a penis in there?
Speaking of porn, you know what to me is the most dumb thing in porn?
Porn.
Well, besides that, when women moan nah. when they're getting titty fucked.
Well, dude, they're just trying to feed into the.
It's just anytime I've ever seen that in my life,
some chicks get passionate.
I fucking laugh.
Acts.
I laugh because I'm like, that is totally not. You're probably just annoyed. She's probably just annoyed that she has to rub her tits on some dude's dick. And she don't think she's
it's
getting
not even
anything
rubbing.
From it.
It's getting
just
fucked.
Like,
if they're big enough, they're getting
squeezed them tits together, jerk the guy off.
They have
like,
to show
yeah.
the pleasure. Like the documentary
there's
I told
no
you
pleasure.
I watched. Dude, the world of porn is so fucked up behind the scenes. Like when I watched that documentary, it wasn't even trying to be like, what is it? Sensational
titillating?
Shit. No, it wasn't trying to like sensationalize the whole thing.
Right.
They were just being straight about it. Like, and gay. And sometimes. But it was like fucked up. Like these girls were like going on like 6-7 hour fuck marathons. and like they were tired, but they were still being forced to work because there was like a live camera and it was like a live feed. And these chicks are like, and
the guys can't last that long.
And the, well, they were having sex with multiple guys.
Exactly.
So, you know, they're getting blasted in the face, and there's this one dude that like whenever they.
Why do immediately I think of like a shotgun, like they're dead, like.
No, and, oh, and they the new show girl. The girl get away from the camera. The other two girls come in and, you know, start sucking this dude's pee.
Pee-pee? Sucking this dude's pee-pee.
I was going to say wee-wee.
Wee-wee. He's sucking the wee-wee.
Just because I'm trying to be not.
I don't know why you're trying to be not offensive. She is sucking his purple-headed warrior, the fucking dragon right. flagging.
So she starts. The
big old they fucking both come over and dicks. Start,
you know, performing fellatio on him. And the other girl literally just like falls off screen. Like the documentary camera catches the whole thing. And she's just wearing nothing but like these purple knee-high socks, and she's just like, she looks like, I don't know, like a little girl that just got the shit kicked out of her. I felt so, I was like, dude, this
and
is.
That's when you were aroused.
No, and that's that good one, real good one. People are gonna like search my record now, like, is that an inside joke? I wonder if he's been convicted. Like, no, motherfucker, he was just implying disgusting things that are not true.
Yet
in the state of New Jersey. No, I'm just kidding. I don't like little boys or girls. It's gross. I don't even like them as people.
I don't think anyone does.
They're annoying people. Yeah, she like fell off screen, dude. And she was just like, I can't breathe. I can't this. And she left the room. And the fucking like director was like, no, you need to fucking get back into. Hold on. Evelyn, what the fuck are you doing?
The fuck away from that.
She's
the usual Evelyn cameo being a jerk.
She found our guns. Oh! She chased it like a dog.
She's apparently Jewish because she's running after a penny I just threw. Okay, that was my one and only anti-Semitic joke of the day.
No, on air. Or on
I don't
So she's like, and the director's just like, you gotta come back in. She's like, I'm literally about to pass out. Like, the only time they would turn the camera away is so that they could drink water. And this went on, swear to God. They said, I think, for 8 hours.
After all that jizz, you think they were really still thirsty?
Two of the girls, and it's funny because she was like 6 years older than the other girls. The two girls were tired, but they were loving it, apparently. And they were just going, you know, for 6 hours, dude. And then the one chick that was like, you know, like 29, 30 was like, yo, I'm going to die. And they didn't care. They were like, you're on camera.
She hasn't worked up that level of and condurance.
Then there was another chick that that was retired. And she retired like after 7 years. And she started when she was like 19. And she said like the most fucked up shit. Her first scene, she got chlamydia. Her first scene, dude.
Well, that should be a sign to stay the fuck away.
She said over her career, she got it 12 times. She got gonorrhea, I think, like 4 or 5 times. She was like, and she had just dodged like an HIV outbreak. She said she suffered from. This is the most fucked up thing I heard, though. Like this, I was like, oh man, this is fucked up. She suffered from anal tears, and vaginal tears, because she was getting double penetrated and all this shit because she needed the money, right? But I've heard of that shit before. You know, people like because nothing's supposed to be going into an anus. But she was getting double penetrated, and it was at the end of the documentary. She sat the guys down and was like, I'm telling you about my past and shit, and I suffered, there was a lot of bleeding. One time I almost died. And then she said, this was the most fucked up one, she said my throat started bleeding one time. Because she said, and then she giggled, because she didn't know how else to explain it. She was like, yeah, they were like face fucking me. And she was like, and it made my throat bleed. She was like puking blood. So I was just like,
Are you a little horse?
No, but he was.
All right. And yeah, she was like throwing up blood and shit. And then one day she was like, I can't even. Like even if I just liked this, just, come on. I'm throat's bleeding. Like somebody fucking one inch punched me in the throat or something. Like
that's more than 1 inch. That's for damn sure.
That's wasn't a punch. It was a cock. Yes. Several jamming her. Her throat punched. Started bleeding, dude. She was, I was like, what the
fuck?
Too
much cock to the throat.
Get all those. And she was like, I'm lucky. She looked fine. She looked gorgeous. She had like a nice house. She has a new job. She was like, I'm disease free. Thank goodness. She was like, but I almost died of anal tears. Like, It's not something you hear every day.
Like, wow, Scoob, someone tore her new asshole. She's like, God.
We're Raggy. Bleeding throat.
Who fucking... Wow.
don't do it. Well, like, wow, Scoobs. How are my sloppy seconds? Are you tired, you fat fuck? What time is it?
It is 2:09 p.m. Oh, we just gave it away.
Gave it away. So, yeah, that was a good documentary. I don't remember the name. Find it somewhere.
It's probably called Fuckfest, the real story.
No, Fuckfest was the name of one of the... No, it was Fuck a Fan, by the way. I'm not trying to,
Fuck
like,
a Fan.
I'm not judging. Listen, whatever. If you work in the adult film industry and you like it, whatever. I'm just talking from the documentary I saw. And again, I can tell when they're
like
trying to...
It sounds like hard work.
Oh, and the same girl was like, oh, I thought I was just going to do softcore stuff. I was like, really?
Yeah.
Who pays for softcore porn?
Who gets fucked in softcore porn?
Who pays for Showtime anymore? Like,
they used to make softcore porn out of hardcore porn. They would film one porn and then edit it out.
And then cut it out. Cut out the cocks and the vagina shots.
And turn it into softcore porn.
All the cookies and the cream. What? They did.
Cookies and cream.
You know, one time we had the Playboy Channel for no reason. And my dad's,
oh, that used to happen.
At my dad's house, right?
Yeah.
This was like 2 years ago. And they swore to God that I had ordered it, right? I was like, I have a computer.
Right.
With access to the most brilliant pornography you can imagine. Why the fuck would I order?
And it's all free.
Yeah, and it's free. Why the fuck would I order the Playboy Channel? And it was there. It was there. So I would watch it sometimes because they had this like this reality show about this couple that lived in Brooklyn, or these three couples and their sex lives and shit. And I was just like, this is insane, you know. And then I didn't know this about the Playboy Channel. They showed dick, vagina, fucking. Like, they showed actual intercourse. I was like, I didn't know they did that with Playboy.
Yeah.
They showed them fucking, but whenever a dude was about to, you know, shoot off a wad, they would cut away. Always. I was like, wow. Yo, I'm talking about like, it would be like six, and it would be like real colleges. It's like, you could see, they would go in and it'd be like these like 19-year-old girls getting blasted by like these fucking frat boys. And I'm just like, what the fuck, man?
Apparently I went to the wrong school.
I feel so old now that I'm like, I'm only 24 and I'm looking at this shit. And this was back when I was 21. And I was like, what the fuck, dude? That was terrible. These girls, like, they seem so fucking young. I'm like, ew, dude.
Don't worry. They'll look 30 by the time they're 20.
That's
what happens.
With that much work.
They'll look like Lordy. She's 17 years old. She looks like she's fucking 32.
Yeah.
There's stupid black nail polish up her fingers.
Yeah. Up her fingers?
She puts nail polish, John, just on the nail.
Oh, around?
All the way up to here. It looks terrible.
Fuck, does she do that for?
It looks like she bit off a pen, and put it in her fucking
pocket.
She
want to look like a symbiote just starting from her fingers?
I don't know.
Going to rest of
her body?
She
fingered a dead person.
Venom? A dead? Ooh. That's a bad stage of decomp.
Or fisted. Black. Whichever. Blood goes black. It does.
Not going to argue that. That's just blood goes black.
Blood goes. That's a new song.
Sounds like a Mobb Deep song.
No, it Mobb Deep.
Anyway,
that's racist.
No, it's not racist. It's my favorite group. I got nothing against them. How's that racist? Blood goes black. Rappers that are gangster rappers, rapping about being black. How is that racist at all?
I don't know. Sounds more like when animals attack, when blood goes black.
How much time do you got left on this bitch? Because I can't see nothing. What? I'm not trying to rush it. I just don't know how much time.
We've done 48 minutes.
Because our show averages an hour now that we don't have questions.
Around that. We usually find a natural end for it as we're talking. We both mutually agree, like, this is the point to fucking stop it.
Well, we can mutually agree and check if your payday 2 finished download. Oh, pardon.
Yeah, that's probably not going to happen before I go to work.
Yes. Damn, yeah, definitely.
So I got to leave at 4 to be there by 5. Oh. And it's 2:13 right now, so. Anyhow.
Fuck work and it's fuck fucks.
Fuckapedia.
I don't even know what I'm doing today. I'm going to probably buy very, very cheap alcohol and consume it and work on music. What do you think? Clean my room.
Yeah. It is Tuesday, after all.
It is Tuesday.
I don't know what that means, but
it's what Tuesday? See you next Tuesday.
It's always see you next Tuesday.
Nah, it's nigga Tuesday. That's how we say it. Nigga Tuesday. That's when we had gangster. That's why we say nigga Tuesday. That's what we call it.
Mm-hmm.
Don't be all quiet, motherfucker. You say it too. It's nigga Tuesday.
I've never said that.
Yeah, you've never said that? Stop being a pussy. It's there's nothing. We're being hood. We're from the hood.
I am so hood. It's gangster.
See, if you had said nigga there, then we would have had a problem because you would have said it another way. That would have been bad. But we're Hispanic. We grew up in the hood. Big Pun said nigga all the time.
Yeah, but he's also dead now.
Well, that was because he was fat.
How do you know it wasn't because he said words he shouldn't be saying?
I didn't know nigga rose your cholesterol.
Depends on how much he said it.
He didn't say it much. He said it like we do. We say it like when we get thugged out, mad and angry.
I like to be, what's he
say? Sup, nigga, call me now.
I like to be a hood rat.
And do
hood shit. Or do hood rat things. Because I like to be bad. It's fun being bad.
Nigga. Oh, man. Peepee weepy.
Peepee weep. Weepy peepee.
That's when your dick's sad.
Weepy peepee. No, it's when it's crying. That's when it's happy.
Yeah. No.
Little tears.
Oh, you mean like pre semen? Okay.
Pre cum.
Yeah.
Weepy peepee.
I like calling it pre semen because it's pre-semen. So wrong because it's not semen. It's no. Just the.
Well, liquid. There is semen in it.
No, there's sperm in it. Sperm cells. It's not semen.
Yeah, semen and sperm.
Prostate. Vents, different testicles, they combine to create semen.
The
actual liquid is coming from your prostate. There's only a little bit of liquid coming from your testes.
It always feels good for millions of little unborn future babies.
Isn't that nuts? See what I did there? Isn't that nuts? Feels good either way.
Got a hard-boiled eggs in a basket.
What the fuck was that? Hard-boiled eggs in a basket.
That's what they be.
Hard-boiled
doing the sexuals.
Hard-boiled eggs in a basket.
During the sexuals, they turn into hard-boiled.
And just wrap them in nerve endings.
Like, my fucking hard-boiled eggs.
Wrap them in nerve endings.
The only difference between my balls and hard-boiled eggs is that when I'm done with them, they don't smell like fart.
Ew.
Thankfully.
Ew, dude.
That'd be the worst. Unless the girl just fucking let one go. Taking a slam. What are you doing?
I'm trying to see who that is.
It's Morbius, the living vampire. Everyone knows who Morbius, the living vampire, is.
Sure they do. Sure they do. Morbius,
the living vampire. I've got suckers on my hands. I will drain you of your life force energy by boring you to death with my stupid black and white red looks.
Same way everybody knows who the ultimate spider slayer is.
Alistair Smythe?
Yeah.
People know who he is.
People. Not everyone.
Spider slayer! They have the same voice.
Do they really?
Slay the spider has slay the spider man, except I've yet to do it once, so
I'm not really the ultimate
spider. Someday I will be a spider slayer.
It should be he's the ultimate. He might be killing spiders. He's not the ultimate spider man slayer, though. Yeah. Going around.
I am the slayer that is a spider.
The Black Widow and Spider-Man. Isn't that weird? There's two
They've
spiders.
Never fucked. Waiting for that to happen.
That's going to be like a
little
super
spider babies. With Captain Spaulding.
What the fuck? Fucking venomous venom.
Venom, ving, ving, ving. The,
Bing, 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 bing.
Spider lad.
Hey, yo, what the fuck is that? Look at his face. Yo, what the fuck is
no
that?
No one can see that. Look at his face.
I'm talking to you, dude.
The creature
don't
from the Black Lagoon.
It's the creature from the Black Lagoon.
I have assorted piggy banks of green guys.
Oh, shit.
One of them is the Hulk, and the other one is the creature from the Black Lagoon. If it's not a green male monster, character.
His penis won't
I don't
get hard.
Want it as a piggy bank. That's just how it is.
That water was not that clean in that lagoon. So,
no, it's a black lagoon.
That's exactly. That's what I'm saying.
It should be not that clean.
Yeah, that's what... No, that's what I'm saying. It's not that clean.
Oh, no, that's fine.
He's coming out of, essentially, it looks like soap. Like carved...
It's because it's carved.
Irish Spring soap and...
Ah, the Irish Spring.
That's like a wrestling move. The Irish
Spring! Oh, he bounces Irish right spring. Off the canvas. I don't know why.
The Dudley Boys.
The Dudley Boys. Devon, get the table.
Get the table. Right.
We've spiraled out of control.
I think I need to go become intoxicated, and you need to go do whatever it is you do when I'm intoxicated.
Oh, man, which is...
Avoid me.
Everything.
Yeah. Have fun, man, Richard Day. I'm going to go do something fun.
I have to mix the shit down at some point.
You have to mix my... You're going to mix my drugs? What? I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding.
My back is fucking good. I got my asthma shit. I was feeling better yesterday. I'm feeling a little crappy today. But my back... fucking killing me.
You need to take more of that promethazine. No,
I took some this morning. I don't need to take any more.
It's a prescription. All right. Everyone knows Renee does not do drugs. Okay.
Except for the six that I'm currently on for asthma.
Illegally or recreationally.
Yeah, illegally. Thankfully, they were legal. I wouldn't take it if it wasn't.
Property of the bearer.
I am the bearer.
He bears people.
I'm sorry, I said that wrong. I am the bearer.
Sloppy seconds.
I just realized it kind of sounds like fucking Skeletor. He-Man?
Just make it a little He-Man? More nasal so you sound like Waspinator.
I wonder if I'm going to be in Transformers 4. Waspinator?
Fucking creep. Nasal. My dad used to call him, and not even in a...
Game over, Brian!
He called him a nasal faggot.
That's nasal what he Waspinator.
Yeah, he always called him that.
Waspinator!
Flying around like a...
Oh, man.
Faggot.
I really wish I could get a job doing stupid voices like that. That's got to be the ultimate fun, fucking ridiculous job. It's very hard to get, though, because so many people are in that shit now.
I'm just blurting shit out. This is awesome.
What?
I said this is awesome. This podcast is awesome because
it's not for anyone else.
It's just
anyone
yeah.
that's going to listen to this is going to be like, "Well, this is the last one I'm listening
this
to."
Is exactly. This is the last one. That's all right. this is just complete fucking boredom.
Renee saying dumb things, making stupid voices, and Chance agreeing with him.
That's it. This is better with no questions. Nobody wanted to ask him, so I don't give a fuck.
This is what you get. You could also not listen, but you know. You know you want to. Your morbid curiosity is taking over. Are they going to talk about jerking off dogs this time?
Watch. When it gets down to like 12 plays or something like that, like I'm going to start talking about the most fucked up, vile shit. Like nothing that'll get me in trouble, but shit that'll like... I'm going to start name dropping and stuff.
Oh, no. When these, no one will know who they are.
That's why I'm going to do it. No, I would never do that. I'm going to definitely... Just go all out. One of these episodes, I'm going to test and see.
Who's there? It's like, yo, you fucked me over in high school.
Yep.
Hey, you sucked my girlfriend's dick, but she didn't have a dick when I was dating her. Her name is this, by the way.
Oh, shit. You sucked my girlfriend's dick. What the fuck? Fuck are we talking about now?
I don't know.
What are you talking about? Sucked my girlfriend's... Hey, you sucked my girlfriend's dick.
I think that's a pretty amazing
thing to say.
To say to someone.
If you were walking home tonight from
you
work,
you sucked my girlfriend's dick,
and she didn't
like,
even
what?
She didn't even come.
What's the worst part?
You bastard! You didn't even let her finish.
You would have called me Betty. Betty.
My clothes are black.
Blue. Red.
Your clothes are red. Your clothes are yellow. No, I never did that one.
Your nipples look like pepperoni. Her shyness will pass.
All those Pringles in the background.
Is there anything?
How are the Pringles?
Super Bowl.
No one cares. I had a party on Friday. It was fun. Thank you for everybody that came out. It was really fun. I got really drunk, but I was responsible. Drank a lot of water. Yes. Everybody who's listening to this and came out, thank you. But I'm pretty sure no one listening to this came out.
Came out.
The people who came out are actually like people who like Chance is kind of cool in person. Let me go see him.
Except for Rich. Rich actually.
Rich. Oh my God. Dude, thank you, Rich, for. I think you bought me a beer, and the only reason I don't remember is because you bought me a beer.
He definitely bought you.
And you took a lot of fun pictures, and you were. I hope you enjoyed the show the next day. You saw, Enslaved.
Oh, that's right. He went to see
Enslaved and Amon Amarth. Well, he didn't go to see Amon Amarth because they're fucking boring live.
They're
but
totally not boring live.
All right. Well, me and him are against your, 2-1. So.
Well,
he went to go see Enslaved. Hope you liked that show, and. I hope you like this one. So what are we gonna do? Let's leave off. Let's tell people what we're gonna do for the rest. You got like an hour to do whatever you want, and then you gotta get ready for work.
My hour is gonna be spent fixing this shit up and then uploading it. That's pretty much it.
My hour is gonna be spent contemplating on taking my meds or drinking beer. Oh, and I gotta go pay rent.
I did that today.
Yeah, so I gotta go do that too. What should I do? Take my meds or drink beer? Whatever Renee says now goes.
I think it's probably smarter for you to take your meds than it is for you to drink beer, because beer costs money and that requires.
And
money.
I already bought my meds. Yeah.
Right. So.
So I should just snort all my meds, right?
No.
No.
Take the responsible amount that you're prescribed.
Yes, I don't snort my meds. So.
He freebases.
So the vote is. Dude, I've never even heard it destroy. If you try to smoke,
oh no, it's
them,
gonna burn it.
It yeah. destroys them. Yeah,
it would have to be some sort benzos. Of gel form. It just wouldn't do it.
Just, I'm thinking yeah, it holds itself get in, destroyed.
In a colloidal suspension.
I might just watch The Fresh Prince. Take some of my.
You definitely need to be high to watch The Fresh Prince and enjoy.
I don't gotta be high. I mean, I will again. I did something. I gotta get straightened out because people still think that I drop. The Valium gets me high because of how much I take, and it's. But I don't take it to get high. I take it because I have to. Some days it doesn't do anything because I ate before I took it. Right?
Yes.
So, you don't know.
I'm not so inside you're not and I never brain. Will be.
You've been inside me and you just,
no.
I feel it in the morning.
That's just sadness, Chance.
Feels like I ate something hot. Spicy.
My throat's a bleeding.
Don't, dude. That's fucked up, dude. The poor girl. Well,
poor girl. She had money. She was doing porn. She obviously, she had money.
My goodness. They always wear like all like retired porn actresses, especially ones that retire early, like her. Whenever you see them in interviews, they're always wearing sundresses for some reason. I don't know.
Because it's easier to take off and fuck someone.
Oh, for fuck's sake! This is Sherman Tanks. My God, dude. You're laughing at this girl's throat bleeding and shit.
Of course I would be.
Hurts. Yeah, but I mean,
she asked.
She wasn't raped. I mean, she was doing it for money.
If her throat
camera.
Was bleeding because she had to swallow a baby in order to keep it alive from her house drowning and swim out, and she kept the baby in there alive and spit it back out, and that's why her throat was fucked up, I wouldn't make fun of it. That's heroic and amazing. But her throat was bleeding because of dick.
This promethazine's having a funny effect on you.
How so?
Because of what the fuck you just said.
It has no effect
swallow
on
swallow a baby. All right,
it's
anyway,
just my brain going
stop
to places.
Thinking of swallowing babies, dude. Yeah, I gotta move
I'm
out.
Not thinking of me swallowing a baby. I'm thinking of your fucking...
Don't think of anyone swallowing babies. It's
of your whore with a heart of gold fucking where the throat job bludgeoning.
And her happened. Asshole and her vagina was torn. She had vaginal tears.
Well, you know, you get.
I mean, like I said, I don't feel completely bad because she. It wasn't. I'm sure she could have gotten up and be like, listen, I don't want two penises in me. But hey, she was getting paid.
All in all, you get out of life and your pussy and your ass what you put into it.
Blood?
Yeah. And her throat.
She was getting a lot of blood out of both those orifices,
all
according
three.
To her story.
Hey, maybe she's a hemophiliac.
All right. We're done here. I feel sorry for her.
Why?
Because
she's an occupational hazard.
Yeah, I just never.
If you work at a firing range,
she said her throat bled.
You get
I was
shot.
Like, was that a horse? A horse with a serrated cock?
That's why I made that stupid joke before that you ignored.
A horse throat?
No, I was like, Are you a little horse? And she's like, no, but he was.
A bleed her throat bled.
Yeah, bleed her throat bled.
And then she laughed. She was like, yeah, because he was like face fucking me. But seriously, my throat was like bleeding. She wasn't like making jokes of any of it.
He must have had a
disgusting,
calloused dick.
To make your throat bleed? First of all, your throat was dry. So you should have been sipping on some chamomile tea.
Or some water. Fucking semen.
She did.
She had some throat coat.
Oh, shit. That's probably why it healed up, because he coated it and it just covered up. It was like putting super glue on your wound. You ever did that? That's some hood shit. Anyway.
She's Mac the Gusher.
He's my favorite.
Now your throat is hurting.
Yep. He's my favorite out of Gwar.
Jizmac. I love Gwar. Jizmac was great. So was Beefcake.
It's like a wolf fucking that comes on things. Huh?
I'm so glad no one could see the thrusting you just did.
I said he's a wolf that comes on.
But you thrusted all disgustingly.
There's no me doing it sexily.
Thank goodness for that. Because that means it won't
happen
that often.
Because that means you get erected, right? If I fucking...
No. It just means I won't see it that often. If you thought it was sexy, you'd do it more. Oh, fuck.
I know that it creeps you out.
Do I creep you out?
Did you do that already? What the fuck? You did that already, right?
No, I didn't. Before I was right. Doing right. Some sad music or some shit.
You're doing shit. It's a kazoo. All right.
Wow, you really want to get off of this podcast today. Or you just really want
to
get off?
No, not after me talking about that porn industry thing. Dude, I haven't jerked off since.
Because we've been recording the podcast still.
Dude, I watched shit a week ago. Well, 4 days ago.
Oh, okay. I thought you meant like since you talked about it, you haven't jerked off. Because I'm like, no, of course not. We're still in the same room.
Throat bleeding.
Why not?
She was like crying and shit. Why not? And we wonder why our lives are terrible.
No, my life's not terrible.
I wish hosting was free. That $5 is going to nothing.
No, it's not going to nothing.
But I love you guys.
It's prosperity, you know?
We're prospering, yeah, totally.
No, I said posterity.
Oh.
Actually, I said prosperity, yeah, but you're
a fucking asshole. Can I get some anal tears?
Wow, that snow was fucking fierce.
You heard that?
That shit fell hard. It looked like...
Well, by my window, a whole fucking slate of ice fell and almost cracked my window.
Dude, it looked like a snowman just committed suicide off the top of the house. It just fucking... plop. It was like a fucking stock market crash of...
1990 negatives. The 1990 negatives.
Sorry. Blood. Horse cock.
It wasn't a listen, she didn't say she was sucking a horse's cock.
No, that's Mr. Hands.
Alright, we're done. I'm Chance Gerbellini.
I'm Renee Rosa, and this is the Sherman Tech.